This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents The Book Smugglers of Timbuktu, The Quest for This Storied City and the Race to Save Its Treasures by Charlie English, read by Jonathan Keeble.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. A man of enterprise and genius. In among the millions of documents held by the British government's National Archives is a slim dossier known as CO2/20. The volume is not much requested. These archives, after all, hold papers that cover 1,000 years of British history, and most visitors to the airy reading rooms at Kew come in search of more obvious treasures. Doomsday Book, Shakespeare's Will, or the newly opened files of Cold War traitors and spies. Every couple of years, however, someone will demand Colonial Office File 2/20, and a message will be passed to the Cheshire town of Winsford, where the dossier is held in a storage facility deep within Britain's largest salt mine. There, an employee will venture into the arid darkness, pluck the file from more than 22 miles of shelving given over to the National Archives, and dispatch it south. The box that arrives days later at the reading room is made of thick cardboard and bound.